function to request to speak or to announce?
This is the Veterans Affairs Committee meeting. It is Wednesday, October 12th, 2022.
Not by using the chat function. So we can now have roll call.
Carol Rundell will read the roll call. Martin Belden.
Here.
Gabe Grazinio.
Here.
Terry Byron. Terry Byron. Terry, you're muted.
Sorry, I was having a hard time getting the mute button off. Terry, okay. Present.
Okay. Ann Hollis. Henry Johnson. You're muted.
Present.
Thank you. Rosie, Harry,
here.
Mark Levine, James Lewis,
I am present.
Ben Morgan,
present.
Marlon Ruiz,
present.
Carol Rundell is present. St. Ords.
I'm here.
Gary Smith.
Here.
Georgia Wise. Rosie, you do have a quorum.
Okay, since we have established a quorum, we will do a call to order. Welcome everyone to our meeting tonight, and welcome our new members and our guests. Okay, so Henry, if you could please start us with our invocation.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we gather tonight to express the Veterans Affairs needs and wants to continue as a group to let each other know what's happening in our city of Tucson. With thy guiding hand, we ask you for thy help. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Excellent. All right, so introduction of guests. So right now, our official guest to speak will be Jennifer Gutowski, the SAVEX director. And now on to item 4, approval of our legal action report from last meeting, September 14, 2022. Let's see here. Let's kind of pull that up over here. All right, so... Now, going by our old notes here, it was moved by committee member Rundell, seconded by, Grazinio, I believe it was, and of course to approve the legal action reporting from May 11, 2022 meeting, and the vote was 10-0. Okay.
No,
any updates or anything on that, I think? We should be good, right? Just announcing it was passed.
Do you want me to try?
Martin Belden, this is
we're actually approving the legal action report for the meeting September 14th. Madam Chairman, okay. Carol Rundell makes a motion to accept the minutes for September 14th, 2022.
Martin Belden seconds the motion for the meeting, minutes of meeting September 14th.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Gaetan Grazinio?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Is Ann Hollis in? Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie? Was it Carrie?
Yes. Sorry. Sorry, the chihuahua was barking.
Okay. Mark Levine? Are you in? No. James Lewis?
Yes. Present.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marla Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Ords?
Yes.
Barry Smith?
Yes.
Georgia Wise?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, it looks as though the motion has passed.
Okay. All right, so now on to number five, our treasurer's report.
Okay, Deb Martin Belden, the treasurer. We started the month of September off with $5,811.84. We had no income, we had no expenses. So we ended the month of $5,811.84. Any questions?
Okay. All right, so now on to our...
go ahead. The treasury report.
This is Henry Johnson. I'll second it.
I'm getting there. Sorry. It was a little slow here. Martin Belden?
Yes.
Bertone Brazil?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Has Ann Hollis appeared? Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
Martin Levine, are you here? James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. John Ord, sorry.
Yes.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
Georgia Wise?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, it looks as though this motion has passed.
Okay, so now on to number six, our committee reports. And first up, we have the Southern Arizona Veteran Affairs Healthcare System. And speaking for them, the Director, Jennifer Gutowski.
Thank you so much, Madam Chairman. And hello, everyone. Good evening. So good to see everyone. I will keep this brief because my understanding is that my director's report went out this month, and so you should have all those details at your fingertips, and feel free to share any of that information with us, and either parts of it or all of it, so feel free to use it. I'll just highlight a couple of points. One, it's flu season, so please make sure you're getting your flu shot, as well as we have the COVID bivariant booster available, so you can get both arms done or the same arm twice, whatever your preference is, but we do have that available on a walk-in basis at the facilities. At some of the VOCs, they will be by appointment, but at the main medical center, it is a walk-in availability. I'm certain that there are a lot of questions on the PACT Act, and I'll be first to say I don't have all the answers at this point in time, but I am committed that as the VA continues to share with us how this will unfold, we'll continue to keep you updated. What my understanding is from the Veterans Health Administration side is that there will be a requirement that we screen all enrolled veterans for toxic exposures, and then have a process for if someone screens positive for those next steps. So that's as much as I have on the VHA or the hospital side right now. I know that my colleagues at VBA are gearing up, and I know that they're encouraging folks to apply online as soon as possible. I think the beginning or the start date for them to start looking at those claims is January 1 was the last of my knowledge, but certainly I'll defer any further updates to my colleagues at VBA. But that is the latest update I have from VHA about how we will be involved with the screening. The other thing I just want to highlight is that most recently we had a very successful onboarding job fair at the facility. I was very pleased. We've been working on trying to increase our recruitment and retention of well-qualified staff. And through this surge event, if you will, we were able to give out 130 tentative job offers to various positions, and that include administrative as well as clinical. So really exciting effort, and it's very great to see those folks coming on the rolls. I'm hopeful that we can do more of these type of surge events. But in the meanwhile, we are always hiring. So if you know of someone who's looking for a job, and they do not always have to be a veteran, we also hire many non-veterans in certain occupations. So don't hesitate to reach out, and we can answer any questions. And I'll also just end by commenting that during this season, I am more than willing that if this committee would like to hear any particular topics or speakers on a subject, I am happy to make those arrangements so that more depth of a topic could be covered. And with that, let me pause and see if there's any questions for me.
Andrew Johnson, I don't have a question, but I think I met one of your new hires, and she fit right into the VA that I know of. So good job on that one.
All right. I like to hear that. Thank you very much. Okay. Again, if there's any topics that the committee would like for future consideration, please either send that to Luke Johnson or myself, and we'll be happy to make arrangements for future topics or speakers. Again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here this evening and to hear any comments or concerns or compliments that we can take back to our team. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Director Gutowski. Really good information. All right, so next, under 6B, the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. We have
Mr. Lewis, do you have any information for us on the cemetery?
I do not.
Okay.
This is MOWW. Are you referring to the site over in Marana?
That's what it seems like to me, right? The only one we have to hear.
Yes. Yes. Just a quick update this past weekend. The Missing in America Project nonprofit hosted its second biannual ceremony burial. It kicked off at between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning by the organization. A lot of organizations attended it. It was very nice. However, there is some concern that for lack of publicity of this particular event, since they don't have a representative in this body, a lot of folks were not there. I'm assuming they were over at Nanjing and it was happening at the exact same time. So I think that we should try to make every effort to include such events and notifications in this body at all possible to help them out. Thank you.
Marla, thank you for that update there. Anything else on the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery?
This is Carrie Byron. I know there's a new director. Nicole is no longer the director, and I don't remember the name of the person that took over, but that was announced. And I know Ann Hollis is the new representative on the committee, so hopefully she'll be able to join us next month.
That would be Ms. Carla Hodge.
The new director?
Yes.
Thank you for that, Lewis. Mr. Lewis.
And just as a caveat, again, MOWW, I gave Carla my business card so that we can at least establish some connectivity to help them out on upcoming events. For Marana, they have a couple events coming up, Veterans Day for November, and Reach Across America in December.
Sorry, I wasn't taking notes here. Okay. All right, so now we're going to move on to 6C of the agenda, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services. Is that you too, Mr. Lewis?
Yes, it is. Good evening, everyone. Just want to report that in the southern region, we completed here in the area over 6,000 direct services. Which consisted of over 300 claims being submitted, whether that was compensation, dependency, pension. You know, there's a plethora of different types of claims. As the director spoke to earlier, we are entertaining claims for the PACT Act. I don't have a number of how many we've actually received, but I do know that that is something that we are engaging. The last thing that I have is that we have changed the hours over at the Tucson Vet Center, our itinerant site. It is strictly, not the hours, excuse me, it is strictly appointments now. It used to be appointments and walk-ins. Started encountering some difficulties with walk-ins. So that's been scrapped. It's strictly appointments now. And you can schedule an appointment by dialing the same number that you do to schedule a telephonic or virtual appointment. And that's all I have.
Any questions, anyone? Okay, so with that, do we need to vote that everything's okay or no questions before we move on to 7? Doma or Robert?
Did you say Robert? You want to respond? Huh? No, vote is necessary.
Okay, making sure. All right, so now on to agenda item 7, the military lounge update and discussion. I know Terry and our previous chair, Bruce, were hoping to do a visit there too. So hopefully if we don't have, do we have our representative here from the military lounge?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Jesse's here or not. Jesse Allen?
Yeah, I don't see him listed.
Okay. It didn't sound like she's with us. So, my schedule this last month, I can't believe we're already meeting because it seemed like yesterday. So we haven't had a chance to go visit with them just yet. I know that if Jesse has any news, she will let us know about dates for Operation Exodus and if she needs any assistance. So if I hear anything, I will definitely pass it on to Delma and Robert so that they can share it with the committee.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Terry, for stepping in.
Martin, any questions? Mm-hmm. I had a call from the lounge supply people there at the airport this morning, today, requesting the second pallet of water. I will be meeting with them next week to supply that second pallet to pay for it that we approved last May.
Excellent.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
Martin, how much was that pallet last time? Was it 125 something like that, right?
$2.
Okay.
Hang on, tell you exact. $266.52. We have $175 in Costco gift cards, so it won't cost that much this time.
Excellent.
That's as long as I remember to take the gift cards with me, so I forgot it last time.
You know what? But they're still going to be useful.
Yep,
and I think they said, November, that we may have to purchase snacks or something too, right?
Yeah, we may, but they don't know yet, so. This is just to keep the water supply to the lounge.
Excellent. And we haven't heard anything about the security, so hopefully the extra security measures that they were putting in continue to secure all the items that were in the lounge too. Okay. Any other updates or questions there, you guys, before we move on to the next item?
Any word? This is Henry Johnson. Any word about this USO coming in?
Not that I've heard.
This is Terry. The USO is working with the Fort Huachuca people down in Sierra Vista. So as far as I know, there's no talk to have them at the lounge.
Okay. Anything else, you guys, before we continue? All right, so now on to agenda item number 8, the Operation Exodus. Well, we kind of talked about it. I guess they're not here also to update us on that. Is that correct?
Was there a particular
person? Yeah, this is Terry. No, we don't have any updates at this time.
Okay. Okay, so with that, we'll move on to agenda item 9. The Veterans Day Parade. I know last meeting Bruce put in a request to invite the mayor to join us for the Veterans Day Parade, and Delma and Robert had an update that the mayor would not be able to join us. Any other updates, you guys? Would there be another representative from the mayor's office, if not the mayor?
Going to speak on that, Delma?
This is Carol Rendell. The letter I received did mention that the mayor, of course, will not be with us and did not give us an option as to someone else doing it for us.
Okay.
But Bruce had mentioned his car is available, and if there's anyone who wants to, who's not on another float, can ride in that car, and I believe he would, because he's got the car or something.
Banners or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. So if there's anybody here who would like to...
I know, Henry Johnson, I would.
Okay. Henry Johnson? Is there anyone else?
Okay. And I know, and I reached out to, I'm trying to think which American Legion, was it American Legion? It was the McDermott one. I reached out to them earlier this morning, and it looks like you still have time to sign up for the Veterans Day Parade. So any of your nonprofits or other groups that are trying to see if y'all can still join, they still had room to join the parade there.
What I'm going to do, I'm sorry, this is Carol Rendell again. I'm going to go ahead and complete the form and send it in for the VAC. If that's okay with everyone.
Did Bruce do it? I thought Bruce mentioned he might have already put in the request. Do we have confirmation?
Think so, he was not sure if anyone else wanted to ride or not, but now that we have Henry and possibly a couple other people, I'll go ahead and take care of that for us.
Thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate that.
So can we go, this is Terry Byron, can we go ahead and have Lisette speak about the parade at this time?
Delma,
I know
can
we can't
have
ask any
speak?
Questions, but she could at least give us an update.
Yes, she can. She can give an update.
All right, hi, thank you guys. Lisette Ekman here with the American Legion. And yes, there is still time to sign up. And Bruce has signed up, the Tucson Veterans Serving Veterans, and has not signed up you guys yet, so Carol, go for it. We only have 41 entries at the moment. However, a lot of people up until last week thought that we weren't going to have one. And I'm here to tell you, we are having it. It is going to happen.
What is the maximum entries, or how many more spaces do you still have available? Sorry.
I've had up to 100 before, so we really don't put a limit on it.
We do have
a cutoff date, though, of October 31st.
That's what I was going to say. I thought they told me that in the email earlier today, too, so thank you for that. Thank you so much for the update.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've got a great group of people working on it this year. It's not just me. And I know you guys all missed me for the last couple of years, and I missed you too. So, but yeah, it's going. We're going to have one, and hopefully it'll be great.
What was the reason that they thought it wasn't going to happen?
Well, the guy that took over from me, who you invited last time, and I'm not going to drop names, but he was dropping the ball on everything. When I contacted the city last week to take it over, we had not even put in the permit yet. And we were 6 weeks out. So I grabbed the ball and ran with it and got other people involved now. And it's going to be good. There is a different route this time, though.
Okay. And that does, when you register, I noticed you guys send the route and everything, too. So thank you for
that.
Yeah. I did have a question. Was it you guys handling it? I thought I saw an email, something about they were looking for nominations for Grand Marshal, or have they selected who that was?
Well, we have Grand Marshal, Don Sloan, Miller's Surplus.
Oh,
yeah. He agreed to do it this morning.
Oh, we love
him. Yeah, nice. Don Sloan is a very interesting individual that served in World War II, so he is a perfect candidate.
Yeah, we tried to get him a couple years ago. Unfortunately, he had a doctor's appointment at the VA on the same day and couldn't change it.
You don't miss those VA appointments. So wonderful.
Mrs. Carol Rundell, I have a question. Is there any way, I'm just speaking as being on this committee for a long time, wondering if there's any way that this body can help with the Veterans Parade?
Yes. Oh. We're right now having meetings weekly, every Tuesday at 4:30. So anybody that wants to come and help out and see what's going on, we welcome you. And those meetings are at American Legion Post 36. That's going on 22nd Street. In between Wilmot and was that Craycraft?
I used to be a member of that one.
And I saw the boot at NAM de San Jam.
Yes.
Tell us about the boot.
Terry brought me this really pretty boot a couple years ago that we used for donations. And yeah, we stuck it out there Saturday afternoon at NAM de San Jam and got about $54 in it, which is, you know, better than a kick in the ass. So we do have some, Mark Lacey's been working hard on sponsors. We already got one group. The CVMA has given us $2,500 to help out. So that's been our biggest so far.
Excellent. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what the reason I reached out this morning is at the Women's Memorial. It's like, I've never done one for the Women Veterans Day Parade. I've done it with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but I'm like, I want to do one for the Women Vets. But also brought it up to Ray Vets, so we should have Ray Vets from Raytheon joining in the parade too. So that's why I was asking. So, again,
So anybody can go. So the website is just TucsonVeteransDayParade.org. You can see the map on there for the route, and you can fill out the application. TucsonVeteransDayParade.org.
Thank you.
Carol Rundell again. Is it possible, Delma and Richard, let me know, is it possible to make a motion to have this body donate monies towards the parade?
Do you want me to respond, Delma? Do you want?
Are we allowed to do that?
You want me to respond to that, Delma?
Very good question.
I don't think so. I think it has to be an agendized item, but hold on, I'll find out.
Can you hold on 1 second? We're just going to get clarification on this. We believe it
has
to be an agendized item, but we're checking on that.
Well, the Veterans Parade is an agendized item,
but the vote.
And thank you all for working so late to support this this committee. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me here.
Well, I wonder if it's something that we should keep on our agenda, too, right? I mean, it's a very big thing.
That's why I was thinking we really, I believe, get involved, especially if Exodus is going to not be our, our project, that this might be a project maybe we can substitute. I don't know. I'm just talking off the top of my head, so...
I like your thinking, Carol, and it looks like Lisette seems pretty on board there too. So it is important, right?
If we can get one person that's in both, or maybe showing up, because again, next year I'm going to try to step back. I'm organizing this with the people that are coming on board now. They're trying. It's now an American Legion district thing.
No, they're waiting.
But even at that, we don't want it to be just American Legion.
What's that?
We want. So BFW 549 is sending some people over. They're getting involved with it. We want to create a committee that is like from everywhere.
It
and not just us.
Well, this everything is food. Oh, go
this
ahead.
This is Cindy Johnson, point of order. We weren't allowed to ask her questions. She could only present tonight. Please move on.
Can they? Yes.
Okay. We're waiting for
an
answer about
donating
things.
They can make a motion because it's part of the agenda.
Yes. So we have a finding here. Because it is an agendized item, you can make a motion related to that agendized item, and you can vote on it.
Okay.
So. You said yes. Is that correct? Am I hearing you correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. Carol Rundell makes a motion to donate $500 to the Veterans Parade, this 2022 Veterans Parade.
This is Terry Byron. I second the motion.
Okay. All right. So now we go into a vote, right?
Well,
yes.
Quick discussion?
Mm-hmm. Discussion.
So, I was kind of hoping for $1,000.
Oh, well.
Get it?
I can amend it if this body would like me to do that. I have no problem with $1,000 because I see that we do
we
have it.
We do.
They want to donate $1,000 towards the parade.
Okay, then, yeah. Henry, listen to me, making sure I do it correctly. I rescind my first motion. And amend it to read, make a motion for $1,000 from the Veterans Affairs Committee to donate to the Veterans Parade 2022 Parade. Is that correct?
And this
that is
Terry Byron seconding the amended motion.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is Mike St. Orr's. What exactly would that money be spent for?
Okay, so...
I'm afraid we're not able to ask her those questions.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This is Terry Byron. I know there's expenses for porta-potties, rental of equipment, golf carts, there's a plethora of expenses that go along with putting on this event.
This is Chubby Lewis. We have a question on why she is unable to speak or entertain questions.
This is Carol Rundell. I'm sorry. We were informed earlier by Delma because her name was not actually printed on our agenda. She can present information, but she cannot answer questions. That's what, and Delma and Richard, tell me if I'm mistaken.
Well, I only question that because my name is not on there, and I present and will entertain questions.
Good point.
You want to respond, Delma?
This is Carrie. Yeah, so Tubby, you're a member of the
So what they said is, why can't Lizette answer
your committee
questions?
Member.
They were informed that.
So that's the difference.
It's because
that's why my name is
on there. For that.
No, well, you're representing the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and your name is associated with that.
I can accept that answer. No, thank you. I just didn't want to.
Good question.
As a guest here, that she's come on, and, you know, because it's late in the evening, and she's here to share information with us to help us. So we don't want to be rude and disrespectful and shut it off over a formality. But thank you.
Oh, this is Gabe Bindle. I have a question quickly. If our organization wishes to donate, who do we donate it to? And where does it go?
So there's, this is Terry Byron, and I'll answer that since that's limited. There's a sponsor application on their website that will give us exact direction. I believe it goes to the McDermott American Legion Post 7 as their treasury has always done that, but it could be that they have a separate account that's just specifically for the Veterans Day Parade. We'd have to look at the website and check to see.
Okay, thank you. I could find it on the website, on the Veterans Day Parade.org website.
Yes. And if you just Google Tucson Veterans Day Parade 2022, it comes right up.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, Rosie, it's back in your court.
Okay. So, do we need to vote on this then?
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Ah, there it goes. Okay, Martin Belden.
Yes.
Gary Brazinio.
Yes.
Gary Byron.
Yes.
Ann Hollis, are you here? Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine, are you in? No. James Lewis.
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Woods.
Yes.
Gary Smith.
Yes.
Georgia Wise.
Yes.
Madam Chairman, it looks as though the motion has passed.
Okay. All right, so motion is passed there. So now we will move on to item 10 of the agenda, four chaplains. Terry?
This is Terry Byron. So I have the park reserved. It is going to be the 80th anniversary of the four chaplain ceremony, so we want to make sure to get as much involvement from the Tucson community as possible, get some of those older veterans at the event if possible. We're hoping to hold it at twilight so that we can make it different than any other, being that it's the 80th, and do a candlelight service, so to speak. There is the military vehicles. Will be there as a static display. We will have the regimental band from Chaplain Zink there. Several military personnel will be present, or veterans will be present, to read the bios and participate in the ceremony. If you guys have any suggestions for an appropriate guest speaker, please reach out. That would be awesome. I say candlelight service, and I'm going to use air quotes, because there's no open flames allowed at the city park. So we need to do something, think outside the box, And so I did look online for some battery operated candles that we could pass out. And so I was going to make a motion, unless somebody else has to do it, to for the VAC to purchase 100 candles. They're approximately $2 a piece from Amazon, so that we would have 100 candles to pass out at the event. So there's my motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it, Henry Johnson.
Okay, so any discussion?
Candles. Huh? 100 candles, no dollar amounts.
Okay, so we go ahead and vote on it then, right?
Call for a vote.
She's taking notes. I know. You're not. You're muted. She's finishing up her notes there, too.
Okay, now I went back to mute for some strange reason. Okay, Martin Belton.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Jay Presenio?
Yes, absolutely.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
And Hollis, have you arrived? Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
Mark Levine, have you arrived? James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morton?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Michael St. Orbs?
Yes.
Jerry Smith?
Yes.
Georgia Wise?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, the motion has passed.
Okay, so motion has passed on that.
Awesome. So moving forward, we will plan on, we want to do it so that it's not too dark out, but that we still get the effect of the candles. So we're timing it for somewhere around 5 p.m. I'll get the flyers ready and start to distribute them after this meeting. So you guys should see them from Delma and Robert with the updated time and date. I requested a certificate of insurance from the city, and I think they're just waiting to get it a little closer to the event. So I'm still waiting for that so that the park is covered. We usually pay for porta potties, at least one, and we will be able to, I'm gonna see if I can borrow chairs from Dignity Memorial so that we don't have the expense of renting chairs. And being that it'll be later in the day, we won't need canopies. So that's all good. If anybody has a sound system that they would like to loan us for the event, that would be great. If not, I will reach out to Arizona Pro Sound, and Huna Hammond will probably loan me one. Does anybody have any questions about the ceremony?
Terry, Martin Belden, will you send Delma the information on those candles so they'll have it and she can send it to me so that I can take care of that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome work. And Terry, what was the date that you had reserved again for?
February, I want to say it's February 5th, but hold on one second. Let me double check my calendar.
I think with all the discussion, I think we missed the date there. 5th, that's the same
yeah,
day.
February 5th. And it is not Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right. I remember you mentioned that last time.
No, you don't need to validate mine. Don't worry about that. I was just worried about you getting to your car.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So if you guys have any ideas about color guard, anything, just let me know. I know that Sam's would step up and do colors for us. Sons of the American Revolution have done colors for us before.
Okay, maybe, but...
American Legion Post 132 can do a rifle salute. So I know there's lots of other organizations that we can get involved, and I will certainly reach out and ask them. But if you have a guest speaker, that would be great. And let's just get as many people there as possible.
Yeah, definitely reach out to Post 132 Color Guard.
Yes, Terry, let us know what you need so we can get it out and disseminate it so we can fill up whatever volunteers you may need or what you would like done. Like I said, color guard, rifle salute, guest speaker and stuff.
Terry, Marlon, MOWW have a question for you on the event.
Yes?
I think that we should also make an effort this year to try to get some younger folks involved in this particular event, specifically if you're mentioning color guards and those sorts of things. JROTC units do a lot of these activities, and perhaps we could reach out to them to see if they can have a contingent come out. I also have a potential music ensemble, but would need to have more information about the site's ability with electric on that.
Yeah, there's no electricity out there at all. But I know Rosie and I had spoken about the Heritage. Can you help me out with that, Rosie?
Oh, the Veterans Heritage Project?
Yes, and getting that high school involved, making sure some of their kids are present, because yes, I agree with you, Marlon. We need the younger generation to understand the park is there and what it's all about. And I actually, just so you guys know, I did, I forget who I emailed, but I think I just emailed the park and asked them about potentially repainting the wall, or if we could go do it ourselves. Donate the time, because right now it's like this royal blue color, and it is awful to look at because of the water stains, the salt and all of that we all have at home is on all over the wall. So we want to paint the wall a lighter color so that it doesn't show.
So Terry,
I haven't heard back yet.
Yeah, Terry, one last question. Is anyone handling the public relations on this, or with the news media and social media?
I don't know about social media. That's where you guys, the back members, would come in, where you would share it with on your individual pages, the flyer on your individual organization pages. And I usually do a press release to try and get... To try and get the news people present.
So it's 5 minutes left in the meeting, Delma.
Delma, can we invite the mayor or a representative of the mayor's office to also be there?
They want to know if we can invite the mayor to the candlelight.
Or what do we do? Do we need to do
a
request?
No, we have done that before. We've invited them, and Martha McSally was present 1 year and spoke for a short time. So I think any dignitaries that we want to invite, we just do it.
Okay.
Certainly similar to the parade.
Again, so it's
I have pop-up.
It's a committee.
I'm sorry?
The City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee event. So let's, if you guys have suggestions,
transcription for now,
please let me know.
Transcripts are only available to select teams.
Well, we can ask. All he can do is say no.
Do you want to dismiss them?
I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Okay.
Chaplain Zink is going to be there to help, and he'll probably MC the event, unless you want to do it, Rosie. Bruce ran it last year.
You let me know. I'm happy to help wherever you need me.
Okay.
Crystal, we have a question again. How about wreaths? Every year we put a wreath out. I have a wreath ceremony. Is that going to be done again this year?
Yeah, it's part of the ceremony. Yes. No, it's okay. Part of the ceremony, and I ask for participants on the flyer to RSVP so that we can print your name in the program.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, the other thing is if we vote in a new chair, you know, in November or December, it may be somebody else, but whoever's chair then. I was just thinking about that. Okay. But definitely to have the chair at that time to do it. Yeah. Be happy to help.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, discussion on the topic? Okay. I think we had a nice good one. Happy for that. Okay. So now on to agenda item 11. Future meetings, we have discussed that. I think we tabled it for this session to discuss if we're going to continue in person or virtual. Any discussion, thoughts?
There are still no
questions from
out,
any
right?
of the committee.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Delma. There are still no protocols for in person meetings yet, right?
Personally, I like to keep
just
it as a virtual meeting.
They can.
And go from there.
We have different of opinion on that.
So this is Terry Byron. Maybe Delma and Robert can find out if we could do like
hybrid.
Hybrid, and we can have people that can't attend in person still attend virtually, and then. Have an in-person meeting for those of us that would like to get together.
Yes, this is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. Hybrid, I think, would be a good way to get a good cross-section. I'm always on the road. The discussion we had earlier on the parade, for example, we would love to help, but I'm going to be in D.C. Over in Arlington for that. So that precludes me from being able to help out locally. So same thing with the meetings. Now, I have a question on that. I believe for purposes of voting or for committee members, if you're going to do it online, what are the rules of engagement on that? If, for example, I'm clear across the country and I call in on Zoom, am I able to vote as a committee member? Even though I'm not here locally.
I'm sorry, this is Carol Rendell. That is what we are doing at this present time. As we take the roll, I have the information that you said yes, and I send it on to Delma, and she has a document that shows that you, as a member, have voted on specific items.
And it's
yeah, so
okay.
This is Terry, and so that was my question for Delma and Robert. Would be for them to be able to find out if we could do a hybrid. And one of the things that would continue would be when we vote on something, we would do it by roll call.
Yes.
You want me to respond, Delma?
Yes, we would have to. We would end up having to do it by.
Hopefully, they'll have.
Can you hear me?
An answer for us that. Any other thoughts, concerns, any
other
things
they could hear you, Delma.
Things that we need to maybe send up to address, you know? I think those are all good points.
Terry Byron, did we resolve the bylaws? Did we vote on them last month, or I don't remember. I'm not looking at the LAR report.
Martin Belden, we voted on the bylaws with all the corrections, and they were good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of what I remembered, but I wasn't quite sure.
Yep, we're all good. This was just minor edits that you had made, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
If you'd like us to...
We're still on future.
I apologize. Delma's having a little bit of trouble entering the meeting with her audio. You can meet hybrid.
They will be roll call votes.
They will be roll call votes. If we are going to meet hybrid, then we would need to arrange for a location and consider the technological aspect of it if we are going to have a hybrid meeting. So there are those considerations. But certainly we've gotten approval to have in-person, hybrid, or continue virtual meetings. There's just some logistical concerns that would need to be addressed for a hybrid meeting or in-person meeting. But that's up to your committee.
Okay. If we, for the people that would be in person, is there a request that we need to put in for a location to use for our committee?
That's something the clerk's office would work on, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That is something the clerk's office would work on and arrange. It might be, you might consider, Delma, January? That if you do want to go hybrid or in person, that maybe kick that off in January to give us some lead time to, one, make an arrangement with a facility that we could use for the meeting and that meets the technological requirements for that. So we used to have access to the chambers and things like that for these meetings, but we don't. So we would need to identify another room.
Okay. I like that, but what about the committee? Any thoughts or concerns on that for waiting till probably doing going hybrid? And
the conference room that we used to use down on the first floor there, the city, that was, always did work the best.
Is that still up?
And it had a TV in it one time mounted to the wall to work for the people coming in through the internet or through the phone system.
It is still available. It is still available. It's just because other rooms are no longer available. We do have to make sure we can fit the schedule of this meeting into their regular schedule. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little harder to schedule nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay.
And then this is Terry Byron. So, Robert, would the city be providing a computer? Because for the Vietnam Veterans of America, when we meet hybrid, I bring my computer and a projector and a screen. But if there's a TV in the room, there wouldn't be a reason why we wouldn't be able to hook the laptop up to the TV and use that as the screen.
Is there a setup in the room?
I don't know. There's a setup in the
We'll find out what the setup downstairs is like, because we haven't used it for meetings for so long, and there were issues with other rooms, and we know that they were moving equipment around and trying to set up rooms. We'll find out and get you an answer on that. Yeah.
Okay, so if the city isn't able to provide it, would we be able to bring our own equipment?
Your own laptop?
Well, one large monitor so that they can all participate.
Really. Yeah, bring my own, bring a laptop, bring a projector.
But, I mean, they would,
it depends
but
if it's
it would
a standalone
be preferable
computer,
that we have
I'm sure they don't
a
want you in their
setup, right?
Well, yeah, I can bring my, I have a hotspot, so okay. I wouldn't have to use the city Wi-Fi or anything like that.
You could certainly do that, but it would be, you know, that would be a lot logistically for you guys every meeting to have to come up and we pre-test at least the equipment we're using here before the meeting so we know we're recording and all of this stuff. If you'd give us an opportunity to check that room downstairs, it might be wired and ready to go and we wouldn't have to worry about all of this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, how do I guess we narrow down, what the consensus is with virtual, in-person, hybrid, right? Because I want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to vote on, you know, their preference too.
Well, do we need to make a motion?
We don't need to.
I would think so. This is Martin.
Well,
so as we vote, instead of just yes or no, we talk about our, we vote on our option of the three.
I think you should just keep it simple and make it a hybrid, which covers both of them. And then that way we're just bordering on the hybrid.
So okay. Like
I just didn't want to take away from folks that are like, no, I want to vote just this. I mean, even though, you know, it'll be the majority rules, right?
Let me make the motion that we create a hybrid meeting.
You want me to stop the vote?
As soon as possible in Delma? The location that them they can find for us.
This is Terry Byron. I second the motion.
A motion to do the meetings in hybrid.
All right. So we got the second motion there. And
just
Carol?
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, sorry. Can we confirm the language of that motion?
I make a motion we accept the hybrid meetings as soon as possible with the location of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Henry Johnson.
And Terry second.
And Terry second. Okay, Martin Belden?
Yes.
Dave Rosenio?
Agree, yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
And Hollis, have you arrived? No. Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
Martin Levine? James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rendell says yes. Michael St. Ward's?
Yes.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
Georgia Wise?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, see that the motion has passed. My assumption to that motion is this would be starting in January. Is that what I heard?
Well, it wouldn't require
a
vote. According
to Robert, that would be the soonest, just to give them time to for the logistics and everything for our meeting room.
And
just to share next.
We'll get right on that and report back to you on the conference room on the first floor. And yeah.
This is Carol Rendell again, and I've mentioned to Delma I'm going to be on a plane from Mexico. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get in until like 9:30 at night. But there might be a space in between I can get in. But otherwise, I will not be at that meeting. Just to share.
In the January meeting?
In the November, next month's meeting.
Okay, November meeting.
This is Terry Byron. So we're talking about future agenda items, right? So do we make nominations in November or is it December?
November from what I believe Delma told me. For December, right?
Yes, November.
We vote in December.
We vote in November and the changes take effect in December meeting.
Nominations in November, voting in December.
Oh, okay.
And then the swearing in doesn't happen until January, is that correct?
That is correct, Martin Belden.
So now's the time to put your hat in the ring if you want to be an officer of the VAC.
Other agenda items, I would suggest keeping the military lounge, Operation Exodus, the Veterans Parade, and four chaplains on the agenda.
Veterans, she said?
Yeah.
I second them.
Well,
see.
With the on the Veterans Day parade, let's ensure we have the proper name on it.
Well, we have Lisette Ekman as the representative.
That's a good point.
And my other suggestion, Delma and Robert, to please add James Lewis to the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Even though he is a member, Eric is in there. He used to also have his name there.
Well, it's Ann Hollis is actually the legal representative from the cemetery.
I'm sorry, the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Yeah, yeah. My mistake.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right. So we'll move on. Do we need to vote on those at all? To keep them on the agenda?
I don't believe we have in the past.
They don't need to vote for future agenda
items. Are you sure? All right, so let's go on to item 12 of our agenda, report on current events for the good of the order.
I'm building.
Nothing.
Gatone, Brazinio.
Nothing.
Terry, Myron.
Oh, where do I start? Now, so usually I have flyers that I send out. The one that's coming up that I think everyone can relate with is One Veteran Foundation. They help veterans with service animals, train their pet to be a service animal. And they're doing a meet and greet this Saturday at Chewy's at 3 p.m. So that flyer went out today. Remind everybody about Wreaths Across America. Time to buy a wreath is now. If you go to the cemetery, like let's say South Lawn Cemetery, we have a couple of different organizations that are listed, but the Davis-Monson Civil Air Patrol group are the ones that come out and do the ceremonies at South Lawn Cemetery and place the wreaths. So please, if you want to donate a wreath at South Lawn Cemetery, please support the main organization at each cemetery that's going to have that ceremony, because that's part of Wreaths Across America, is that simultaneous across the country ceremony. And in Tucson, it's at 10 a.m. So purchase your wreaths now for whichever cemetery and group you wish. And then the Ford Chaplain Ceremony in February. That's the only things I can think of right now.
Okay. Henry Johnson?
And adding on to the One Veteran Foundation fundraiser for service dogs, that's who got my dog for me. 7 years ago, there was no organization in Tucson to do that service. You had to travel outside the city. So please, join us out there and offer a donation, bid on the prizes, and thank you for your participation.
So, Henry, that's what One Veteran Foundation does. They help with service animals?
That they do. They go out to the dog pound. They find a suitable dog, test it, and see if it's eligible. Then it goes to an 8 weeks of school. And prior to going to school, they match it up with a vet. And in all that time, out of like 30-something dogs, only one dog was returned. But yes, that's what they do.
Oh, win-win there on all sides. And your dog is such a sweetheart, too.
I have a question, Henry. Yeah, this is Carol Wendell. If a person has already gotten their dog certified as a service dog, would this group be able to train it, or they only take dogs that they select?
They have to be between 1 and 2 years of age, and it has to be a veteran's dog.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
And this is Terry Byron. A reminder, mute your lines, please. If you're not speaking, mute your line.
Okay, Rosie?
All right, so I'll be filling in, obviously, until we vote on a new chair. So thank you guys for being patient and working with me, learning all of this. So starting Friday, I will actually be going to D.C. to the Women's Military Memorial 25th Anniversary Celebration. So I will be there all weekend. Very excited about that, working with my other ambassadors and coming back with whatever new information and, of course, a lot of swag from the big anniversary celebration. Volunteers from RAVETS, I did want to apologize to you. Martin, if some of my folks didn't get all the word, we were having some email migration going on, you know, and everything. So it was hard to email everybody, but I hope we got you some volunteers for Name to Sam, Jim.
Did you get a few? Nobody.
I apologize for that.
It's hopefully, all right.
Okay. All right. So November 7th, us local women vets, we are working on the Women Vet Luncheon. We were supposed to be having at the Arizona Sands Club. One of the grants that we put in for did not fell through, so we're looking for other funding, but we're hoping to still have it November 7th and maybe even have a little job fair included with that. So fingers crossed that that'll work out. And also, you know, me being an ambassador for the Women's Memorial, I'm always taking nominations for our women vets to be nominated for the Living Legend Proclamation. So don't forget about that. And also my hat working as the Director of Communications for RayVets at Raytheon. Of course, we're starting and pushing to get us more active in the community. And one of the things will be you know, getting out there in the parade, so our vets that are looking for employment and everything, they know that we're out there, and we have a lot of mentors who are willing to work with them, help polish up those resumes, get them prepped up for interviews and everything. We are going to be having our own virtual job fair November 10th, so we'll be spreading that information through social media and LinkedIn. We definitely want to make sure that we're not missing all of our local talent with our veterans, transitioning service members, and of course military spouses, but that we'll throw independent children in there. They're still part of the military family and everything too. So
yeah, oh yeah,
and
we do.
That's
nobody's
all
left.
I have.
James Lewis.
I don't have anything, man.
Okay, thank you. Melvin Morgan.
No thing.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes, for the MOWW, there are specific signature events that are done every year. In Arizona, specifically, there are four operating chapters, three of them operating in the central Arizona, Phoenix, Metroplex area, and one remaining operating chapter down in our area here in southern Arizona. Will be an upcoming Massing of the Colors and Service of Remembrance event in about 3 weeks. That's Sunday, the 6th of November in East Tucson at the Tucson Women's Club. I believe I sent Delma a flyer for that event with the specific details. If anyone wants more information, you can contact me directly. With the contact that's registered with the committee right now. Our chapter, Santa Cruz, is operating out of the Sahuarita Green Valley area, south of Tucson. We'll be taking on two Massing of the Colors this year. The first, as I said, is going to be coming up in November. The second will be in mid-January. And between those two in southern Arizona, there will be two other such events in central Arizona for the months of December and February. That's all I have, subject to anyone's questions.
Carol Rendell, this is not actually my event, but just a reminder for the gathering of Native American veterans on October 29th at Casino del Sol. Delma has sent out, and I believe, sent out flyers to everyone just as a reminder. And you can get a booth there and, you know, promote your organization with that group. Michael St. Awards?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
The golf tournament?
The E&E golf tournament?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that for this year.
Okay, I will go ahead and answer for that. November 13th is Esperanza and Escalante's golf tournament is going to be at El Conquistador, and I'm going to make sure flyers go to Delma so you guys can have a copy of it, and they're looking for sponsors and players. Thank you, Michael. Gary Smith?
Yes, the American Legion would like your support in contacting your Congress people to support Senate Bill 344, which is also known as the Major Richard Starr Act, and it deals with disabilities for those exposed to toxins. That's all.
Georgia Wise.
The Post 549 will be serving free breakfast for veterans on Veterans Day. That's all I have.
Madam Commander, that's all I have.
Okay. And of course, Carol, you also mentioned you're not going to be here next month.
That's correct.
So, who, Delma, I guess...
Delma will do the roll call and everything, if I'm not mistaken. Thanks. That's what she does in my absence.
Thank you. Want to make sure you got an important part there, madame. All right, anyone else? That's it, right? Okay. So now, agenda 13, any future agenda items?
I think I accidentally jumped the gun and mentioned them before.
I saw that earlier, so I was like, making sure. We'll make sure we don't miss anyone there. All right, so nothing there. All right, so item 14, our adjournment. So thank you all very much, and all our guests for coming too. We really appreciate all your support. I really love how all our committee members also step up and give recommendations to support one another in all of our events, and using our board to really show support in our community and our other groups, not just the ones that are represented here today, but the other groups in the community too. I really appreciate it.
Madam okay. Chair, point of order. This is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. Is there a benediction before we adjourn?
Have we done one before?
No. It's been a while.
Henry, would you like to?
Can they if they want.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your guidance during this meeting and the support that we have put forth by all of our committee members. Please watch over us as we continue our evening. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So next meeting, 9 November, everyone. Thank you.
Robert, this is Martin Belden. I have a question for you when they're done.
Yeah, certainly.
When Delma gets the information for those candles for the foot chaplains, we have no way to pay Amazon